Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. This is Bev Herring, and I'm, pinch hitting for my husband and me at the same time today, and do keep the family in prayer, and we really appreciate it. Yesterday, we were reminded of and celebrated the resurrection of our Lord. I thought about that it would be a good time to remind ourselves also that Jesus' death on the cross, through his death and resurrection, he made a way for us to release the pressure valves in our lives. So today, we're going to talk about how to release our personal pressure valves. Many times, pressure, that pressure valve, is self-imposed, either by what others are pushing us and expecting from us, or what we expect from ourselves. Are you feeling pressure in your everyday life, like in your finances or at home, either as a role as a spouse or a parent or a caretaker or a department head at work or a business owner? Does it seem that sometimes that pressure is just unbelievably unbearable? I'm reminded truly of Peter Marshall, former chaplain of the United States Senate, who once said, "When we long for life without difficulties, remind us that oaks grow strong in contrary winds and diamonds are made under pressure." Pressure obviously is a part of this world, but we need to learn how to handle the pressure God's way. There seems to be four main causes of pressure, whether externally or internally generated. First, we get overloaded with more to do than the hours of the day that allow us to get them completed. Second, we allow our emotions to create worry or anxiety and frustration, which drains us emotionally and physically as well. And then third, we start to play worst case scenario, imagining the worst things that could possibly happen if something's not completed or doesn't happen as we expect it should happen. And fourth, the enemy wants to change our spiritual and mental environment to break our focus off what's important to our heavenly calling. Pressure can cause us to either fight or take flight from our current circumstances. In 1 Peter 4:12, Classic Amplified, it says, "Beloved, do not be amazed and bewildered at the fiery ordeal which is taking place to test your quality, as though something strange, unusual, and alien to you and your position were befalling you." Point is, no matter whether the pressure you feel is real, imagined, constant, or temporary, God can provide us with a strength of resistance and the power to endure whatever comes our way by following his word. 1 Corinthians 10:13 in the Classic Amplified says, "For no temptation, no trial regarded as enticing to sin, no matter how it comes or where it leads, has overtaken you and laid hold on you that is not common to man. That is, no temptation or trial has come to you that is beyond human resistance, and that is not adjusted and adapted and belonging to human experience, and such as man can bear. But God is faithful to his word and to his compassionate nature, and he can be trusted not to let you be tempted and tried and assuaged beyond your ability and strength of resistance and power to endure. But with the temptation, he will always also provide the way out, the means of escape to a landing place that may be capable and strong and powerful to bear up under it patiently." So every time we are tempted or come under temptation in that way, we need to remember, wait a minute, God has provided a way out, and he's going to show me. And this is a timely scripture for those who are fighting the temptation of addictive behaviors or temptation to please someone other than God. God's promises allows us to apply scripture and therefore hitting like the pressure release valve in our mortal minds. However, sometimes it's a matter of releasing our control to the control of the Holy Spirit. In John 14:1, Amplified Bible, it says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled, distressed, or agitated. You believe in and hear to and entrust in and rely on God, believe in, adhere to, and trust in, and rely also on me. What was Jesus saying? What's the best way to deal with pressure and stress? Here are some ways, seven scriptures that deal with whatever and wherever pressure is coming your way. Confidently connecting with the one who empowers you through every adversity. In Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, 5 and 6 of Proverbs 3 says, lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge him, and he will direct and make straight and plain your paths. What do we need to know? If we're not going to rely on our own insight and understanding, then we need to recognize that the Holy Spirit will lead us where we need to go, and we need to ask him. We need to get to the place where we know and recognize and acknowledge God without hesitation or equivocation about what we should or shouldn't do or how we handle this day. Psalm 34:4 says, I sought and inquired of the Lord and required him of necessity and on the authority of his word, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. We must recognize that we can't handle the pressures of life by ourselves, but that is why we have the Holy Spirit. He is our counselor, helper, advocate, the one who comes alongside of us, who gives us the ability to handle these fears and pressures that bear down on us. John 15:4 in the easy to read version says it this way. Stay joined to me and I will stay joined to you. No branch can produce fruit alone. It must stay connected to the vine. It is the same with you. You cannot produce fruit alone. You must stay joined to me. One of the best ways to stay joined and connected to the vine that I found is with our personal confession of the word, dealing with whatever you may be facing at a given time, maybe bringing up the scriptures that you need to be calming your mind and your spirit with before you walk out that door in the morning. The best way for us to calm ourselves in pressure-packed situations is to meditate on the promises from the word. Psalm 119:143 in the New Living Translation says, as pressure and stress bears down on me, I find joy in your commands. They come up to our minds and remind us of what we need to be remembering and thinking about instead of the stress. We need to avoid the temptations the world seeks for temporary relief also, like that little shopping trip on our lunch hour to our favorite store, or maybe eating that last piece of pie left over from last night. These little short-term fixes will never create a permanent solution for the pressures we're experiencing. And if left unchecked, these temporary fixes can create more addiction and dependency, causing other problems and even worse pressure. This is especially true when it comes to our personal finances at times. A temporary infusion of cash may temporarily relieve the financial pressure you're facing, but is not a long-term solution. In Exodus 18:23, in the New Living Translation, it says, if you follow this advice and if God commands you to do so, then you will be able to endure the pressure and all these people will go home in peace. Let's see. Follow God's advice. Endure the pressure. Go home in peace. Sounds very much like a win-win situation to me. And also these, cast your cares where they belong, on him and not on yourself or someone else. 1 Peter 5:7 in the Amplified Bible says, casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him. For he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. The problem is that so many people want to lay their burdens down on Sunday and pick them right back up on Monday. We need to continue to roll those burdens over on the Lord until they're no longer obsessing our minds. The Living Bible translation of 1 Peter 5:7 says, Let him have all your worries and cares, for he is always thinking about you and watching everything that concerns you. That should give us an amazing amount of comfort. I really love the Passion Translation too, because it says, let him have all your, take all your stress and your worry to the Lord and leave them there. Leave them there, because he's always caring about you. You know, if we have difficulty casting our cares upon the Lord, sometimes I find it helps if you get your favorite praise and worship music out, the kind that just you get into and it sweeps you into his presence. And when you get there, give him those cares while he's near. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to release them and put them where they belong, at the cross. The scripture tells us that God's desire is for us to be free of pressure and the worries of this world, yet we're going to run into them. So have you ever seen or used a pressure cooker? They have these big cookers now that I forget, they're kind of like a pressure cooker. But when the pressure builds up, you just activate the pressure release valve and everything is released and it turns out okay. Your pressure release valve is the Word of God. When we press in on the words, the pressures of life will eventually vaporize and we won't have those things plaguing us like they have. There's so much more we could say about this, but the thing to do, or the thing to meditate on, is to remember that in this world there will always be pressures, trials, problems. But Jesus lifted them from us when he overcame the world, and that in his word we can find the release from the pressure that we seem to be living under. Hallelujah. Another day to go out there and be happy in the Lord. Well, if you've enjoyed this, if you feel led, go to haroldhearing.com. Just ask God what seed he might have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. But until tomorrow morning, you have the most marvelous Monday, April 1st, that you've ever had. And we will join with you again tomorrow for rich thoughts for breakfast. So happy trails, and keep thinking those rich thoughts all the day long. We love you and we appreciate you. God bless you, and have a great day.